Nisa. We're going to have another one of our spoken word folks, and it's going to be Cheryl Peralt, and she is one of my favorite poets in this area. I just love everything she does. It seems to me that she's faultless, but enough said about that. Let's put our hands together as Cheryl steps up to the microphone and reads us a poem.
Thank you, John. You're very kind. I had something else in mind, but received three signs for this new piece. One, that I passed by the work of Chicken Art in the back. Two, that Dan Tappan has inspired me with his chicken songs and stories from the past. Three, about history. I was talking with a sixth grade teacher today. She was talking about how history is not prioritized as much in school anymore. That had me feeling concerned about that. And I think, well, at least, you know, we have our books still, and we have poetry and songs, and we have chickens. And this is called Having Chickens. I wrote it and read it once at the Energy Necklace Project in Newton on heritage, our heritage. For some strange reason these days, I am preoccupied by the thought of chickens. I think I'd like the luxury of having a few in a little heated barn that I could build in my backyard to let them roost and roam about throughout the day at home. How good life would be if I could collect even a handful of eggs for an occasional omelet to make on the weekends. Mother tells me that she hated chickens. This is possibly because there were perhaps 2,000 at a time in the wire fence coop of her childhood. Too many filthy chickens, Mother says, shaking her head. According to Mother, chickens were everywhere clucking, vetching, pecking at her ankles and hands, stinking up the yard so that she'd have to wear big mud boots when she'd go out to clean the chicken house or gather up the eggs to sell to the hungry neighbors who begged for them to get by in the post-depression times. It was her father who was the one to restock the feed, and every morning he would also be the one to check for any overnight chicken casualties. Mother says there were always a few prolonged or tragic deaths in the coop. He'd take care of that too, and then her father would leave the chickens for his other day job at the rubber shoe company so that he could perhaps bring home bread enough to eat with all their eggs, as well as the occasional unfortunate sacrificial chicken served up on the dinner plate. Mother confesses now she would try not to remember the names that she would give the chickens when she saw them there on the dinner table. You know, ordinary chicken names like Theodora, Gertrude, Hester, and Carol. But who cares about their names anyway, Mother says. They were just a bunch of dirty old birds. However, when you get Mother in a corner, she just might admit that those chickens really got them all through those days on the farm. In the post-depression times, when people didn't have choices of things like eggs at the store, like whether to get the jumbo or standard size, brown or white, organic or hormone-free or home-free on the range. Back in those days, people just had chickens, usually just the one kind that pecked at the seed that was within their limited range of mobility. Mother has confessed on more than one occasion, usually after she has had a glass of wine, that these same chickens had an inexplicable, nearly mystical gift of sometimes making a momentum of clucking sounds in a holy-seeming unison, as if they were a bona fide church-ordained spiritual choir singing each other necessary offerings of sacred songs about the divinity of life. Sometimes when it seemed that they had nothing else to live for. Perhaps, she tells me in a near whisper, they were songs of their survival. So now Mother has me thinking that, who knows, maybe if all our ancestors and neighbors were standing still long enough outside, perhaps they were witness to those chickens passing on the legacy of survival songs. And just maybe those songs are resonating somewhere inside of us all, descendants of those people back in time having chickens. And if we continue to listen carefully out in the world, perhaps we can still hear those chicken songs teaching us about survival. In fact, I don't know if it's just my imagination, since we are talking so much about chickens right now, but I think I just heard Gertrude inviting me to join her for an opportunity to sing a call and response song about life. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl Perrault. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.